No Lenny tonight, though?
Nope.
I sealed him up. I'm fine. Never mind. I'm looking over here.
All right, we'll talk. Hold on. Because I'm a little bit stuck. Let's. They were almost here. They didn't know what they were doing. So it's a bear of a job.
You probably have to find out if there's a.
Did you have that?
Remind me.
Oh, that meeting from Mount Ida. Did you know about that? Somebody's just asking that.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
Shana's trying to find what's going on.
She was trying to find it.
Oh, good.
Here's your order.
Jim, you didn't spend a lot of money in that last snowstorm. Did we the one that melted the next day?
No, we didn't have contractors or anything.
Okay.
Is Lenny coming?
I ran to Shane the day before. I'm like, don't even plow. Just tell me we're not there yet.
How you doing, Mr. Rice? We missed you at the.
I heard the fun marijuana.
Like, everyone stay home for like.
Just say, don't worry. Yeah, 4 hours. Give us 4 hours of the warm weather.
It's interesting.
And don't worry, your street's next. You just keep telling them on the phone, your street's next.
Probably people will be showing up and discuss the same thing at the Wauvin Area Council. Because the Wauvin Area Council.
That was that day when it snowed on Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
It's like, it was like 5 inches, but it melted right down.
Yeah.
I was talking to Shane the day before.
The majority of people were there.
Tell everybody, yeah, we get your street next. It was all gone by like 5 o'clock on Sunday. It was all gone.
It's good that it melts respectfully. I guess it's interesting to see.
I'm very, I do have some comfort by reading the regulations.
I
do have some
days of August ones there.
I don't know what it's going to be.
You get a storm, but the next day,
I hope that
you're going to do it for safety and stuff. But
right. Yeah. I mean, I hope that it clears before the.
And it could kind of warm a little bit.
Yeah,
that's actually my biggest concern.
Yeah,
clear. You know, but I think I respect 55%. You got to respect that. So now we got to manage it.
Yeah.
And the state
is coming out and saying.
That,
if you voted for it, you gotta let it happen. You can't block it.
Exactly.
Oh,
so good. How are you? Do you know Richmond?
Emily's made the big time. She got the brownie show.
You can't tell from my professional makeup.
I know, blue hairdo.
I did my hair, but they did my makeup.
But this is the one right there.
This is my makeup. This is awesome.
Emily, this is on, by the way.
Not one person has said
anything. The makeup looks great. You can't tell.
How do you get the costume?
It was on Jim Brody's Greater Boston Show talking about climate change.
I guess he passed the Me Too test, huh?
Large community group.
You know, it's not funny you say that.
Because you were worried about it.
Not for any reason.
No.
But just because, who are my favorite people that I'm worried about?
Wait, Emily, what were you on?
Jim Brody, Greater Boston.
Oh.
Your hair looks cute.
Thank you. Yeah.
John,
you always have to watch your recording. Cool.
Your hair looks good, too.
Yeah, what was your topic?
I can't even tell you how scared I was. Yeah.
You're a really good public speaker, I'm surprised.
Luckily, the other guy with me was way worse.
Stop it.
He blanked. Like, he was like, like that. And I was like, you're watching this, like, oh God, please say something. This is too
bad. You mean on the show tonight?
Hmm?
On the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're fine with that stuff. You do that.
I know, but Jim Browdy's a lot bigger than, like,
is
Ken
it
Parker's
live?
Show. Yeah. It's not live, but
they are going to hear it tonight? Or?
It just ran.
What was the discussion
about? Did you see
about?
It?
Climate change.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy with it?
I was, except the very end, they were like, I need to learn to lie more. He was like, so are we going to solve this, like climate change? And I was like, I don't know. Which is honest.
Yeah.
Actually, I think
now that Donald Trump is president.
Yeah, I should have said something like, all we need is the political will. You know what I mean? I should have said something a little more.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like, all right.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Exactly. Like,
please bless you.
So is this the
going to
be on tonight?
We're going to solve worldwide climate change just in Massachusetts. It's not going to be impact the rest of the world.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I got caught on one of these things,
yeah,
too.
It's not recording.
I just won't drop any F-bombs.
Is it recording?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So nobody's here yet that we know.
Looks like Lenny was here.
No, Lenny's not coming.
Cheryl.
I'm curious, the show.
Cheryl's here.
It's very short. No, it's 8 minutes.
Oh, that is quick.
Yeah, because he has a few segments.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we were the first segment.
I know his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture him. Yeah. Wow.
He's like,
took a little quote.
He claimed to already know who I was, which I don't know why.
I was supporting them in that particular meeting.
So are you still a city councilor?
Like,
yes. It's like, Andy, do the Sierra Club. How do you do it all? It's like,
B
plus effort on everything.
Next time it comes up, I'm going to say, no.
At best.
Emily Norton on a bad day is better than most people.
Go play the next day, they put all over the,
see my house. Anytime anyone comes over, I'm like, so when they say, how do you do it all?
I mean, the term of someone's being crazy collaboratory. Like, when I joined the Marines, my father was crazy, so they'd be, what was going on.
Who didn't want to watch the show?
It was a crazy idea.
They didn't care.
But people still do those things, you know, providing things. In the winter.
Hello, everybody.
Is that that level?
Is Lenny going to be here for the full session? No.
No.
So that's on already, Cheryl.
Oh, great. Alrighty. This is the real time. Oops, 7:30.
Did they have a meeting tonight? That group?
No, they were. It was informal.
I got this already. Yeah, thank you. I have.
Oh, you have one already.
Well, instead of digging, I'm
going to. Oh, that's brand new. It's going to be a mess.
You emailed it out, though, right?
Maury may have.
I thought we got an email late on that.
Maybe.
Today?
We got an email from you guys, I don't know, right before noon, I think, with some stuff.
I think it's not collected until 3, so I'm thinking not, unless the mayor's office sent it out.
What do we got?
Okay. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Finance Committee. It is Monday, March 5th. At 7:30, actually it's not a regularly scheduled, it's a special meeting. We have one item on the agenda this evening. It is docket number 155-18. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $500,000 from free cash to supplement the Department of Public Works snow and ice operation budget. Since this was published, we have an amended docket item, an amendment to the docket item, and we are expecting more snow this week, so why don't we hear from the commissioner?
Thank you. Yes, the request has been amended to $1.85 million. $350,000 of that is for the weekend storm for the forestry division. We had to bring in additional crews throughout the weekend to work on tree removals, obviously, throughout the city. There were 40 to 50 just city trees alone that came down over this past weekend. This is not including anything else that was in the wires or in the street that came from private property also. We had over 200 tree-related calls just over this weekend throughout the storm. Right now, we're out at about 44 inches of snow, 43 inches of snow before this morning. We probably had an inch of snow this morning, so we're right about 44 inches, and we're just under $4.4 million. Historically, we have been in the $100,000 an inch range, so we haven't seen any significant increase. We have ramped up our snow fighting efforts also. We've increased the amount of sidewalks we're doing this year, and we have brought on additional contractors too. So I think we've done a pretty good job of maintaining the costs historically as they were prior. The reason we're asking for the additional funds is if we do see 12 inches of snow. So right now the forecasters are saying 3 inches to 12 inches. It just depends on where that snow rain line is on this storm that's coming Wednesday through Thursday.
Okay. We are joined by Councilor Cody. Grossman. Sorry, but I'm thinking
it's okay.
Grossman, Noel,
two people.
Rice, I have too many names.
And Norton. And Norton. No, I'm thinking Becky or Rebecca. That's what I was thinking.
I know, it's too many names. Two
and
first names, two
last. Clerk Shauna Sullivan. So, any questions? Yes.
So, I just have a technical question here, so whoever answers it. This money gets transferred, the storm doesn't come, we don't need it. How does that, we have to approve it going back where the money goes, or it just stays in that fund until next year? And
goes back to the general fund.
Okay.
Yeah, this is coming out of free cash at this point, right.
Okay.
So historically, right now in the snow fund there, Maureen has earmarked $7.4 million. So a million of that is in the DPW budget. There's $3 million held by the comptroller in reserve, and then $2.5 million set aside from free cash, and there's $940,000 in the inclement weather reserve fund. So that totals $7.4 million. With this next appropriation, we'll be at $6.2 million mm-hmm. available for snow. So there's still $1.2 million that is available after this appropriation. Also, there's additional free cash, more instead if we were to get more. I mean, at this point, I hate to be a weather predictor, so I'm not going to say anything. But we should be in good shape till the end of the year, barring any other significant events after this week.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Quick. Yep. Jim, how does it work between Parks and Rec with the tree people in there? How does it go back and forth between budgets, between Mark Welsh's people on cutting trees? I mean, the trees that are in the streets and stuff.
Right, so that's separate. So that's what $350,000 of this appropriation is going towards the forestry, just for the cutting of the tree. So that's completely separately billed and invoiced from the snow.
So in other words, it goes into your budget and then it gets transferred over to Parks and Rec for, no.
It's going right to Parks
and Rec. Okay.
But it's counted in the snow money.
In the inclement weather,
yes. Yeah, inclement weather.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So 44 inches and approximately 4.4 million. But this 1.8 will put us at,
So the 1.8 will put the snow budget at 5.75 million. I'm sorry, the 1.5, because 350 is going to parks. So the 1.5 will be in the snow budget, and that will put us at 5.75 million available.
Available or that we've spent?
That will be, well, we've spent 4.4, so I'm sorry, it will be the balance of that, so 1.3 available after today.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion?
Yes, I'll move. Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor? Okay.
Thank you very much.
We don't want to be back for this again, but we want to be back.
I don't want to be back.
December.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Commissioner, can I ask a question? Yes. Well, I was going to, it's outside the confines of the topic of the meeting. I don't know if we're
That's
continuing.
Okay, we have a few minutes.
Are we concluding the meeting? Okay.
The meeting is.
So do you want that off?
Yeah.
No, it's just I didn't want to conflate topics because it's not an agenda item. It's just a